And you are listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
The Blue Ox Music Festival returns Thursday, June 27 through Saturday, June 29 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Blue Ox features an integrated three-day experience of live bluegrass, roots, and Americana music, plus music workshops, art installations, and much more. Among the acts this year are the Del Mercury Band, the Sam Bush Band, Pert Near Sandstone, Band of Horses, Art Stevenson and High Water, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and many others. Full lineup of performers and camping information is at blueoxmusicfestival.com. The Blue Ox Music Festival is Thursday, June 27 through Saturday, June 29 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This is WORT 89.9 FM, Madison, listener-sponsored community radio.
Welcome to the Access Hour, where each week WORT offers you the opportunity to fly your program over the radio. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. We'd like this show to be as unpredictable as possible, so we need your creative ideas. It's a fair trade. You give us what you've got, and we give you the facilities and any help you need to get your program airborne. So let your mind wander and wonder. And when the inspiration for some pretty good radio glows with a clear, bright light, get in touch. Just go to WORTFM.org and look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Programs are scheduled first come, first served. And now it's time to begin another foray into the freest form program on the WORT schedule, the Access Hour.
Hello, Europe, and Madison, too. My name is Liam McParland, and I'm here today to take you on a tour through some of the songs entered in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. What's Eurovision, you may be asking? Well, it's a song contest, at its core, where pop songs from across Europe compete to have the biggest flame jets, windiest air balloons, and just capture the hearts and minds of Europe to win votes and enter stardom. It's been a contest since 1956, when Luxembourg won the first ever contest. It was originally created to help heal rifts in Europe post the wars of the 20th century, and peaked in viewership in the mid-2000s with over 300 million concurrent viewers. It's a big deal. It's the largest non-sports broadcast event in television history. And this year, there are 37 countries participating. Like I said, we'll be going through a number of the songs that different countries have entered this year. I've picked these songs largely because I like them, but also I think they're a good representation of the trends in the contest, genres that you might hear and see, and just generally interesting and good launch points for fun facts about the history of the contest and the general process of selecting the songs. This year, this is specifically a celebration of these songs and these artists and their work, not directly a suggestion to watch the contest itself this year. There have been some calls to boycott the contest due to the participation of the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation amidst the ongoing hostilities in Gaza, but we'll be focusing on the songs and the entries and the overall point of the contest, which is peace and love and togetherness. Each year, I like to start this show off with the winner from the previous year, which works well because the previous year is the host each year of the current contest. So Sweden is hosting this year in Malmö. Loreen won with the song Tattoo. Loreen also won the contest back in 2012, adding to Sweden's total of 7 wins, which is tied for most ever wins of the contest with Ireland, who also has 7. Loreen's song was a smash hit across Europe back in 2012. I've heard it many times in many places, from Kyrgyzstan to Poland to Spain to here in America. Her song Tattoo actually was heard here in Madison at King Street Pride, if you were there. It was one of the songs the DJs played. Great song, good winner, deserving winner from last year. So off we'll go to last year's winner, with Tattoo, Sweden.
Baby, we both know this is not our time. It's time to say goodbye until we meet again. 'Cause this is not the end. It will come a day when we will find a way.
Tattoo by Loren, which won Eurovision 2023, tying Ireland for the most wins. So Sweden has 7 and Ireland has 7. So that was a winner. Now we're going to start to hear some wannabe winners. But you might be thinking to yourself, who are these singers? How did they get picked? Well, each country that is a member of the European Broadcasting Union can pick the songs however they want. Some seem to draw their selected artists from a hat, very black box approach. Others will have a televised final contest ahead of the Eurovision Song Contest to select their chosen song. Our first song that we'll hear, the song Zora by Nebulosa from Spain, was picked in a contest, Benidorm Fest, which runs every year in Spain. The entries in these contests don't necessarily have to be from the country they end up in, representing. So Nebulosa actually previously attempted to represent the country San Marino in their contest, Una Voce per San Marino. In nice reversal of that, this year's entry from San Marino, the band Megara, previously competed in Benidorm Fest to try to represent Spain. So both ended up at the contest, just not necessarily for the country that they first wanted to show up for. So off we go to Spain with Nebulosa's song Zora.
Ya sé que soy solo una zorra, que mi pasado te devora. Ya sé que soy la oveja negra, la incomprendida, la de piedra. Ya sé que no soy quien tú quieres,
lo sé.
Entiendo que te desespere,
lo sé.
Pero esta es mi naturaleza,
salgo sola, soy la zorra. Si me divierto, la más zorra. Se alargo y se me hace de día. Soy más zorra todavía. Cuando consigo lo que quiero, jamás es porque lo merezco. Y aunque me esté comiendo el mundo, no se valora ni un segundo. Estoy en un buen momento, solo era cuestión de tiempo. Voy a salir a la calle a gritar lo que siento a los cuatro vientos. Estoy en un buen momento, reconstruida por dentro. Y esa zorra que tanto temía se fue empoderando y ahora es una zorra de postal a la que ya no le va mal, a la que todo le da igual, la vida me sigue total. Soy una zorra de postal. Yo soy una mujer real y si me pongo visceral, zorra pasaría chocante. Ahora has metido en un zarzal. Soy una zorra de postal. Estoy en un buen momento, solo era cuestión de tiempo. Voy a salir a la calle a gritar lo que siento a los cuatro vientos. Estoy en un buen momento, reconstruida por dentro. Y esa zorra que tanto temía se fue empoderando y ahora es una zorra de pastel.
And that was Spain's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. From Spain, we're going to go to a country that picks their song more out of a hat. Switzerland's entry this year is The Code by Nemo. Their song mishmashes a bunch of different genres and is currently near the top of the odds to win the contest this year. It has classical influences, rap sections, definitely sugargum pop too. Classical influence ends up in a lot of Eurovision songs, more so than you might hear on pop radio. Pop opera is a big deal, always in Italian or French, no matter which country the song's actually from. One notable example of pop opera was actually Sweden's entry from 2009, which is a song called Le Voix in French, of course, sung by Milena Ernman. Notable less for doing well in the contest and more for being the mother of climate activist Greta Thunberg. So 2 degrees of Eurovision for everyone in Europe, I guess. But with that, off we'll go to Switzerland with The Code.
Welcome to the show, let everybody know I'm done playing the game, I'll break out of the chains. You better buckle up, I'll pour another cup. This is my poem, so drink it up, my friend.
Tell about life, but the good and the bad, better hold on tight. Who decides what's wrong, what's right? Everything is balanced, everything's light. I got so much on my mind, and I've been awake all night. I'm so pumped, I'm so psyched, it's bigger than me, I'm getting so hyped. Like, let me taste the lows and highs. Let me feel that burning fright. Between the O's and ones, that's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a somewhere between the O's and ones.
And we're back from Switzerland. For those just tuning in, my name is Liam, and on this Axis Hour, we're going on a tour through some of the entries in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which is happening this week. That song was great. Lots of high notes in there. One of the things that every Eurovision entry wants to be is memorable. There's only 26 slots in the grand final on the Saturday. There are two semifinals ahead of it. And to get out of those semifinals, you need people to remember you. One of the countries best at doing that is Ukraine. Ukraine has made it out of the semifinals in every contest they've ever participated in. They're now the only country with that distinction. This year's entry, Teresa and Maria, is sung by Alyona Alyona and Jerry Heil, both very prominent names in Ukraine. Alyona Alyona is one of the most popular rappers in Ukraine today. Jerry Heil is a YouTuber turned pop star. One of her previous entries that I personally love in Ukraine's national selection contest is a fantastic track called Hashtag Vegan. Very good, very fun. But yeah, off we'll go to Ukraine's entry for this year, Teresa and Maria. Was Ukraine's entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Teresa and Maria. I've bought myself enough time to get to share a Eurovision fact with you all. So our Eurovision fact right now is that many of our entries this year and other years attempt to enter Eurovision many times over before finally getting a slot. In addition to Jerry Heil, who sang on that song and tried to represent Ukraine a few times, our entry for Slovenia this year, Raven, tried 4 times. A previous entrant, Samantha Tina, tried 9 times to enter the contest from 2012 to 2021 before she finally got a slot for Latvia, entering contests for both Latvia and Lithuania in 2013. But that doesn't beat the longest wait anyone's ever had, which went to Esnarda Zukopova, who first attempted to represent Yugoslavia way back in 1971, and then finally made it to the contest for Macedonia in 2013, 42 years later. Our next entry hasn't tried as many times, but they've been around for a while. Gutta is a Norwegian folk rock band. They've entered the song Ulvaham, which translates to wolfskin. It's based on a 1,000-year-old medieval ballad about a woman who's transformed into a beast and cursed to wander. It actually had to have its lyrics rewritten 3 days before Norway's national final to comply with rules about not having your song be based on anything else. But yeah, it's great. Norway's finished last the most times of any song of any country in the contest, coming in at 11 times. I'd bet some money this isn't going to be one of those times. I like the song a lot. Off we go to Norway. Excellent. Our next song is coming to us from Estonia and has won a place in the Eurovision history books for having the longest title of any song entry so far. The song is Nendist Narkotikumidist E Tea Mekul Midagi by Five Minust and Puuluup. The song title translates to We Sure Know Nothing About These Drugs. It's pretty much about being too poor to buy drugs, even though police think you look like TikTok rappers. And so off we'll go to Estonia.
Me pole narko, me pole narkomaani, pole midagi teinud. Kleidib meie seljas on prügikasti leid. Politsei kroonika ja suvilas on reid. Ainus kott, mis näha täis pandi pudeleid. Me pole narkomaani, pole midagi teinud. Kleidib meie seljas
All right, that was Estonia's entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. For those just tuning in, my name is Liam, and we're walking through some of this year's Eurovision entries. Our next entry comes to us all the way from Australia. Like I said at the top of the hour, any country that's a member of the European Broadcasting Union can send a representative, which is why Australia has participated since 2016. Their entry this year is the first time a didgeridoo has been in a song going to Eurovision. Back in the day, all instruments that had to be played live on stage. These days, no instruments can be played live on stage. Everything comes from backing tracks. There was an interesting interim period where any instrument in a song had to be present on stage, even if it wasn't being played. So in the mid-2000s, there was a time where songs that used digital instruments would just have a computer sort of just sitting on stage because it was the instrument, sort of. No didgeridoos this year, though, but off we go to Australia.
I stand in the eye of the spiral, one of the billions. My soul slips away from its title, one of the billions. And I descend to the center of the earth. I may be dreaming, but the atoms are awake. Spill the tea on reality and the 0.618. What you gonna do in the real world, Mickey? What you gonna do when you see Milk Island? Milk Island, go to Milk Island. Escape with us to the planets, the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets, Milk Island Live, while entertaining the gods. One Milk Island Live, Milk Island Live, it's raining love. One Milk Island Live, Milk Island
Live. We're on the gravitron as a tank of
within billion, billions of our souls and angels. We kiss and matter dismantles. To see we don't own the universe. Feel the body's blood. We belong to her. I may be dreaming, but the atoms are awake. Spill the tea on reality and the 0.618. What you gonna do in the real world, Mickey? What you gonna do when you see Milk Island?
Milk Island, go to
Milk Island. Escape with us to the planets, to the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets. Milk Island Live, while entertaining the gods.
One Milk Island Live, Milk Island Live.
It's raining love. One Milk Island.
And that was Australia's entry in this year's Eurovision, One Milk Island by Electric Fields. Our next song comes to us from Ireland, one of the countries that's won the contest the most times. They had a real run of it in the 80s and 90s when there was a language restriction. Back then, every country had to send a song in their native language. Ireland, with English as a well-known language in Europe, had a bit of a leg up and sent generally good songs. Since the turn of the century, they've had worse luck, not making the final in most of the contests they've entered since probably 2000, actually. This year's entry might change that. The song is Doomsday Blue by Bambi Thug, who is a gothic singer. Their own coined term for what they do is Ouija pop, sort of gothic, dark, interesting instruments. So off we'll go to Ireland.
Your hands and make you sad, and all of the things you wish you had, you lose.
And that was Ireland's entry for this year's Eurovision. They've been criticized for the past decade or so for sending bland, uninteresting, boring pop music. I don't think that song's that, so maybe sending something very different will reverse their fortunes a bit. Our next entry is a bit of a pivot from that. The song Jaco comes to us from Armenia and the singer Ladaneva. It's the first song sent fully in Armenian since 2018, and it has a lot of laws in it. The word law is one of the Eurovision songwriter's favorite words. Many songs have many laws. The record for the most laws in a single song is Su Canción, Spain's entry from 1979, with 152 laws in 3 minutes. Just beats out another entry from Spain from 1968 with 126 laws, conveniently called La La La. Well, this song, it has some laws, but it has some other words too, so off we'll go to Armenia.
Yes, goodbye, and do it.
That fun, and la 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 to you too. Our next song comes to us from Portugal, which is a good spot to slot in one of my favorite Eurovision fun facts, which is that back in 1974, the playing of the Portuguese entry A Depois da Adieu was one of two secret signals to kick off the Carnation Revolution, a military coup that ended the Estado Novo dictatorship and pushed Portugal on the path to democracy. Don't think we're getting any coups from Portugal this year, but the song Grito by Yolanda is a very strong song. It's a call for strength and spirit, for joy, for determination in self. It comes to us from Festival de Canção, which is a long-standing Portuguese festival which selects the Eurovision song for the year, but is also just a fantastic showcase of Portuguese music. Fado, ballads, great pop music. If you watch any Eurovision pre-selection show, make it that one. It's great. But with that, off we'll go to Portugal.
Ouvi sentir o corpo a carregar, seguimos assim, outro, outro, outro. Só quero chegar, entrego-me aqui pouco a pouco. largos presa na partida. Quero largar o que me deixou ferida. Peço à estrela mãe que faça o dia nascer de novo. Sofrer, a mim não me enganam. Eu sou todo o tamanho. Ainda lembro quando era pequeno, sonhava primeiro. Passos largos, presa na partida. Hoje eu largo aquilo que me deixou ferida. E peço à estrela mãe que faça o dia nascer de novo. No pai de ar, só chama que ainda arde, ainda arde, ainda arde.
And that was Iolanda from Portugal with her entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Grito. Portugal most recently won the contest in 2017. It was their first time winning. They first entered the contest back in the 70s. So not every country is as successful in the contest as our current hosts this year, Sweden. Some countries participate for extended periods before ever winning. Some have a bit more luck right off the bat. Ukraine, as I mentioned earlier this hour, has won multiple times since they debuted in the early 2000s. Sweden, again, has been a bit of a powerhouse for the past few decades. Our first ever winner from Eurovision was actually the small country of Luxembourg. They won 5 times through the 50s, 60s, and 70s before taking an extended break. This year is their first year back in the contest in decades. We're not listening to their song today because it didn't quite fit in the schedule, but they're a good one to watch. I mentioned as well with this song, for those just tuning in, I'm Liam. I'm taking us through some of the entries in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And for those of us who follow Eurovision closely, it's not just one Saturday in May. It's an extended contest that begins way back in December with the first pre-selection of the year, which is typically Festivali Kingis, a long-running show in Albania. Every country has a different method of doing their shows. Some of their pre-selection shows are a bigger deal in their home country than the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Sweden is an example. Their Melodifestivalen has a grip on their pop culture. Many, many popular artists participate, famous folks. Italy's contest, San Remo, is a 6-day-long spectacular. It's great. 6 hours of TV every day for a week. Not for the faint of heart, but a lot of really excellent songs come out of there. Yeah, I think we've got some time now, too, for another couple Eurovision fun facts. Live animals are banned from Eurovision for pretty obvious reasons. They're not very able... You're not great at... not able to predict what they'll do very much on live TV. Different countries have gotten around that over the years through stuffed animals, sculptures of animals, giant LED animals. Back in the mid-2000s, Ireland got around it by sending an entry named Dustin the Turkey, who was a late-night show fixture for them. It's a rubber puppet of a turkey who sung a song called Irlanda Duzapuan, translates very directly to Ireland 12 points, meaning the maximum number of points one country can give to another in the contest. They did not do great that year, did not predict their success with their title. Another winning prediction title came from Lithuania in 2006 with their song We Are the Winners of Eurovision. Didn't win that year either. Maybe Europe doesn't like people being too direct in what they want, but they did come sixth, which is not too bad. Our next song is going to be coming to us from Greece. Greece has won the contest once back in the mid-2000s. The entrant for them this year is Marina Sati. She has a song that's sort of like a Rosalia Light song. It's inspired a lot by the sounds from her upbringing. She comes from a Sudanese Arab and also Greek mixed heritage background. Has a lot of influence, according to her, from Bjork and also Rosalia. The song title translates to Roll the Dice. It's about taking chances in your life, even and especially when you don't know that those are going to work out for you. It's a really fun song. Greece tends to send really fun songs. One thing that you notice if you follow the contest like I do, I've been a big fan since 2015. Some countries get stuck in a little bit of a box sending similar type sounding music repeatedly. The Balkan Ballad is a staple at Eurovision. We have an entry like that this year. Serbia's, but Greece, we're always expecting a bit of a party. Same from Cyprus. Greece and Cyprus tend to give each other reciprocal 12 points every year, give each other some nice boost up in the Eurovision rankings. But like I said, we're not hearing from Cyprus right now. We'll be hearing from Greece. Off we go to Greece's entry for this year, Marina Sati's Zari.
Φωνάζω με μαζεύει μακάρι. Πέφτω και κυλιά μέσα ζάρι. Κάνω πως ξεχνάω το όνομά σου. Κι όλα αλλάζουν γύρω μου απότομα. Ο άνεμος για πού θα μας πάρει. Πέφτω και κυλιά μέσα ζάρι. Κάνω πως ξεχνάω το όνομά σου. Κι όλα αλλάζουν γύρω μου. Hey, I'm gonna do it my way. Στο μυαλό σου θα μπαίνω βγαίνω. Γιατί δεν μου δώσεις το χέρι ούτε για να πιαστώ. Κάποτε είχα πόνο για σένα κρυφό. Τα αφήνω όλα να βγουνε, πάμε. Put your hands up. Κάνω ότι δεν ήτανε ψέμα. Ρίξε άλλη μια τελευταία φορά. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει. Τα, 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 τα. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Να μη θυμηθώ τις ώρες που κόντευα να τρελαθώ. Άσε να μη θυμηθώ. Δεν πίστευες το κάρμα του είναι αληθινό. Πάμε. Put your hands up. Κάνω ότι δεν ήταν ψέμα. Ρίξε άλλη μια τελευταία φορά. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Μόνη κι αν μένω, πάντα σε περιμένω. Τρέμω σαν φλόγα, σαν σπίρτο. Πεθαίνω αν είσαι αλλού. Τα, 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 τα. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει. Τα, 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 τα. Και σε μένα μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει. Όλος μας έρθει μακάρι. Πέφτω και κυλιά μέσα ζάρι. Κάνω πως ξεχνάω το όνομά σου. Κι όλα αλλάζουν γύρω μου απότομα. Ο άνεμος για πού θα μας πάρει. Πέφτω και κυλιά μέσα ζάρι. Κάνω πως ξεχνάω το όνομά σου. Κι όλα αλλάζουν γύρω μου απότομα.
Όπα, 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 γάζι, 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 γάζι.
Ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, 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 τα. Να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει. Και εσύ να μας φέρει ό,τι θέλει μετά. Τα, τα. Κι όλα αλλάζουν γύρω μου απότομα.
All right, that was Greece's entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Zari by Marina Sati. Very fun song, very fast song. great time to listen to. Eurovision is coming up this week. First semifinal is Tuesday, second semifinal is Thursday, and then the grand final wraps it all up on Saturday. But Eurovision isn't alone in being a televised contest run by the European Broadcasting Union. They, seeing the success of Eurovision, have spun it off into a couple of different formats. So there's also, if you're interested, Eurovision Young Musicians, which has happened in the past, Eurovision Choir, Eurovision Dance Contest, none of which lasted too long. The magic of Eurovision could really only be captured once. But outside of just the geographic area of Europe, other regions of the world have attempted to recreate Eurovision too. There was a separate contest called Turkvision, which ran from 2013 through 2020, which involved participating countries of Turkish ancestry from around the world. Back in the Cold War, there was a competing Eurovision spinoff called Intervision, which was run through the Eastern Bloc of Europe, kicked off in 1965 and ran on and off through 1980. And here in our own backyard in America in 2022, there was a song contest run by some of the ex-producers of Eurovision called the American Song Contest. Every state in the country picked a song. They competed against each other. I think Oklahoma won, maybe. I, to be honest, didn't watch it, and most people didn't either. It didn't last more than 1 year. But Eurovision, it's meant to bring people together, and maybe American Song Contest will return and bring us back together again, too. I am going to throw in some last Eurovision fun facts before we jump into our last song of the evening. Before I do that, I'll reintroduce myself. My name is Liam. I am here today in Access Hour to share some of the entries in this year's Eurovision Song Contest with you. And here are some more fun facts. So Italy boycotted the contest way back in 1981 because they felt at that time the contest was too old-fashioned. They've won three times since then, most recently in 2021. Guess it wasn't too old-fashioned, or maybe they brought the fashion to it. The winner in 2021 is one of the more famous, at least in America, recent winners of Eurovision, the Italian rock band Måneskin. They've had some songs reach the top of the U.S. charts. Another fun entry from Italy was way back in 1958. Their song Nel Blu Dip Into Di Blu came third at the contest, and then pretty soon after won the very first ever Grammys for Song and Record of the Year. The song's better known as Volare and was one of the most covered songs of all time. Beautiful song, beautiful entry, maybe should have deserved to win Eurovision in addition to Grammys. With that, we'll turn attention to our last song of the evening, coming to us from the Netherlands. The song is called Euro Papa, or translated Euro Daddy. It's by the artist Joost, who is a chart-topping musician in the Netherlands and Belgium and Germany. He's very famous before he decided to step into the Eurovision waters. Song is a bit of a throwback. It's happy hardcore 90s style song from popular trends in that Benelux region back in the 90s. Joost got to start as a YouTuber, a prank comedian, a sketch artist, but this song, it's a bit more heartfelt. It's about his experience and feelings of being an orphan as a young child, but remembering lessons from his father, of the approach of Europe, the idea of no borders, of embracing people from other cultures and other lands. The song is definitely a fun one, but has that little bit of heart to it as well. With that, we'll go off to our last entry of the night, off to the Netherlands to hear Euro Papa.
Euro! Let's come together!
Euro Papa, Euro Papa.
It's now or never! I love you all!
Euro Papa, Euro Papa.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Euro Papa, Euro Papa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa.
Bezoek mijn friends in France of neem de benen naar Wenen. Ik wil weg uit Netherlands, maar mijn paspoort is verdwenen. Heb gelukkig geen visum nodig om bij je te zijn. Dus neem de bus naar Polen of de trein naar Berlijn. Ik heb geen geld voor Paris, dus gebruik mijn fantasie. Heb je een eurotje, please, zeg merci en alsjeblieft.
Ik ben echt alles kwijt, behalve de tijd. Dus ik ben elke dag op reis, want de wereld is van mij.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa.
Europa, pa, 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 pa.
Europa.
radio aan. Ik hoor Stromae met papa Ute. Zal niet stoppen tot ze zeggen ja, ja, dat doet hij goed, hé.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa.
With that, I'll be wrapping up my Access Hour for the night. Thank you all to all of you out there listening. This has been a joy to walk with you through some of the entries in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. Again, I've been Liam. This has been my fourth and final time doing this show for you all because I'll be moving to England in a few months and hopefully from there be able to go to the contest myself. But this has been a blast as it has been every year. I'd like to thank Emmett, the tech who's been here helping me put this show together, Adrian, everyone else at WRT who does the good work to keep this place up and running and doing the community service it is. And my last message to everyone out there, if you've ever thought of doing an Access Hour, do it. It's so much fun. It's been a joy, again, doing this for the past 4 years. So with that, wish you all love, wish you all peace, and have a great rest of your night, Madison.
You've been listening to the Access Hour. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. Remember, though, that this show relies on your ideas. An application to produce a program can be found on the internet at wortfm.org. Look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Music. Talk, comedy, drama, or whatever can be conveyed over the radio, the Access Hour is anything you want it to be.
You've been listening to WORT, Back Porch Broadcasting, Madison.
Hi, kids! This is Brad from Bull, and we're here at WORT Madison. Where are we, Andy?
WORT, WORT, Madison, 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 WORT,
Madison, 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 Madison,
WORT, Madison, 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 WORT,
Madison, 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 Madison,
WORT,
WORT,
Madison, 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 WORT.
Make Music Madison, a free musical extravaganza on June 21st, the longest day of the year, is now accepting registrations from area musicians. Whether you are a student, amateur, part-time professional, or established artist, you are welcome and encouraged to register on makemusicmadison.org. There is no audition process, and Make Music Madison is open to all ages, skill levels, and genres. All you need to do is register, show up, and perform. For more information, go to MakeMusicMadison.org. Make Music Madison is a free musical extravaganza on Friday, June 21st, the longest day of the year, and is open to anyone and enjoyed by everyone. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
Are you excited to get out and see some great live music while wiggling your toes in the grass? Do you yearn for delicious food and a cornucopia of local brews? Craving the whimsy of browsing local crafts or creating your own artwork?